This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The February 20th shooting in Kalamazoo left 6 people dead and 2 more seriously injured. Those families are, of course, changed forever by the events of that night. But others in and around Kalamazoo may be dealing with emotions such as shock, anger, or fear, or maybe some combination. Lacey Lyons is the assistant director of Griffin Place in Kalamazoo. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Explain, first of all, before we talk a little bit about the shooting, some of the services that may be available, what would you say Griffin Place's mission, operations, what would that include?
We are in the business of helping those in conflict and crisis, and we have been operating for more than 45 years within Kalamazoo, connecting people to resources, giving a 24/7 availability to those experiencing crisis to call in and get the support they need, in addition to school programs and mediation services. People are often familiar with our 211 program for resources and our 381 helpline for crisis services.
So when the shooting took place that last Saturday night, February 20th, did people at Griffin Place right away start talking about maybe a need to do something more?
What immediately happens in many cases when there is a traumatic event in a community is our CISM teams respond.
What is CISM?
Our CISM teams are critical incident stress management debriefing teams. So the shooting that occurred is just one example of the kinds of traumatic events that we would respond to. But this was definitely an occasion when all facets of that program were activated. We have a community component, a school component, and a first responder component, and all three were activated after the shooting.
So if someone were to call 211, what are some of the things which are available to them?
211 can connect callers with any number of resources, programs, services to help them with whatever it is that they're facing, all the way from basic needs, food, clothing, shelter, to most applicable right now, things like trauma services, grief resources, support groups, mental health services. So really all along the spectrum.
If someone were to call and just say, hey, I need to talk for 15 minutes about what happened a couple weeks ago, can someone at 211 do that or direct them to where they can go?
Yeah, that number's 381-HELP.
381-HELP.
Yep. 211 is really for those resources and services. That's our referral line that has thousands of programs and services in the database for us to pass on to folks who need that help. Our 381 helpline is our 24/7 crisis line. And when I say crisis line, I don't want it to be misleading, because somebody who needs to call and talk for 15 minutes about just those really common feelings that a lot of people are experiencing following these events, that certainly is appropriate on the helpline. There's a lot of different ways to define a crisis, but we really want to encourage community members to use the 381 helpline to just talk through what they're going through now.
When Carrie Pickett Irway, the CEO of the Kalamazoo Community Foundation, mm-hmm. was here talking about the Help Now Fund,
yes.
and also mentioned some of the services offered through Griffin Place, she noted that there hasn't been yet, as they had seen, a big increase in requests for counseling services, and she thought that maybe it's because people just didn't know it's out there. Is Griffin Place trying to make sure that people know there is a place that they can go and they can call and talk for 15 minutes if they need to?
Yeah, we are. It's a really good point. In a lot of ways, it makes sense that there hasn't been an immediate call for things like mental health services following this. We would expect to see those kinds of things coming in now and a little bit more in the future. So the more we can make sure that our community knows that that's a resource available to them, both 381-HELP and 211, we're doing the best we can on our end from, you know, a social media standpoint, and our website has been updated with information that's applicable to this specific time period. But the more help we can get from individuals, that if you notice that somebody is struggling and you know that you have contacts with somebody that needs to talk or that would benefit from getting connected to some services that can provide that more in-depth help, to pass those numbers on. And we can all do that from our own spot. It's one thing to provide a listening ear, but when you start to get some red flags that maybe they need a little bit more than that, that's what we're here for.
And they would talk to someone who is appropriately trained
to
do this sort of thing.
That's right.
Kind of take us through what happens when someone calls 381 help, for instance. What's kind of the process of figuring out, you know, what they're going through, and how do you to make sure that somebody, you know, gets the services they need at that point?
Sure. Well, it's a little bit different calling 211 or 381 helps. Right. Which one would you like?
Let's start with 381 help, and then okay. We'll talk about 211.
381 help is really geared towards moving somebody from that period of crisis or that period of emotional intensity when somebody needs that emotional support and working them into a cooler, de-escalated point. And our call specialists are trained, they're trained crisis workers who've been through extensive training to use a process of reflective listening, empathy, and helping that person talk through whatever it is that they're going through. You know, sometimes people just need to be heard. Sometimes people just need to say it out loud in order to figure out what they need to do next. And our crisis workers also talk about self-care and next steps and coping with callers who need that.
And then if someone calls 211, it's a little different. Explain that.
It is, yeah. 211 is really resource-driven, and so they're going to get right away, they're going to want a zip code, and they're going to help you determine what needs you're trying to address and what services you are eligible for. And the nice thing about calling 211 is sometimes people call, they don't know what they need. They just know they need help. And so it's very difficult to do an online search when you don't know exactly what you need and you just know you need help. But when you call into 211, they're trained to take callers through a specific line of questioning to help determine where we can step in and fill gaps with community services.
Now, there's a series of things you have right now up on the Griffin Place website on the homepage, certain tips about kind of working through things, for instance, survivors of a disaster or other traumatic event, managing stress. Are these ones that you thought were, and the people at Griffin Place thought, were particularly pertinent right now, just having had this shooting in Kalamazoo?
Yeah. So here's what we decided to do. In the aftermath of these events, with support of both the Battle Creek Community Foundation, Kalamazoo Community Foundation, and also our local United Way, we have convened a group of service providers to come together and figure out what does the community need as far as services and what are they going to need in the future and how do we eventually really move towards making this a safer community overall. The group decided that we do need a centralized location to send people for the kind of information that's on our homepage. So if you go to griffin.org, you're going to find a list of, they're mostly SAMHSA resources as well as the APA.
Wait, SAMHSA is?
A national organization.
Okay.
Yep. So we've
and
gone.
And APA is
American Psychological Association. And so they're reliable resources. It's hard. I'll refer back to what I just said about calling 211. A person just know they need help. They need help, right? So when you're doing a Google search and you're trying to figure out what information is reliable and what information most pertains to something as specific as this community event, it can be difficult to weed through all those things that you find in a search engine. So we've narrowed it down. And we've put them all in one centralized location. And certainly there's a lot more information out there, but these are kind of the go-to pieces that we want people to be able to refer to. So if you go to griffin.org, we've got, in addition to the reminder to call 211 for resources and 381 help for emotional support, we've also got just you click and you can get tips for managing stress after a shooting, after a community shooting. There are tips for helping children and talking to your children as they're dealing with the stress of being in a community that has had this happen. There are just general coping, managing your own distress. There's tips specific for college students. There's lots of different information out there that does pertain to this type of incident.
I would imagine if there's some reluctance on behalf of people to call, it may be that, you know, hey, I wasn't directly affected. There was no family member of mine. I didn't know the people who mm-hmm. were shot. And they may think, well, I'm not sure that I really need help. But mm-hmm. when something happens in your backyard, is it normal to think about what has happened and to experience, you know, maybe fear, maybe, you mm-hmm. know, not wanting to go outside, maybe, you know, frustration, anger, all those sort of things?
This is such an important point because we automatically think of those most impacted. We think of the families of the victims, and our heart goes out to them, and we understand the severe stress reactions that these people must be going through. But we also need to remember that as a community, a lot of our community members are going to feel those similar stress reactions. And when I say stress reactions, I'm referring to both physical stress reactions like headaches, stomach aches, that a sense of nerves and anxiety, difficulty concentrating, difficulty sleeping, changes in eating patterns. Those kinds of physical symptoms are stress reactions in many cases to an event like this. There's also those emotional reactions, people feeling anxiety and fear and anger. A lot of times what people initially feel is that sense of shock and numbness, which is also really normal, and moving into the sorrow for people that have been impacted, sadness for ourselves for feeling less safe, and that feeling of fear that comes so many times after something like this, that can impact anybody in a community who's gone through this. Recognizing that's important. So for those who do have that sense of, but I didn't know anybody personally, completely normal if you're experiencing some of these things that we mentioned. Give yourself permission to feel those things, and give yourself permission to ask for help to process those reactions. And if speaking with those close to you isn't the best way necessarily for you to address those things, that's where 381 help comes in for that emotional support and processing. And 211 comes in with referring you on to services that a lot of people may need to help cope with this.
And to bring this back around to something you mentioned earlier, might it also be the sort of thing that you look for in a family member or something, that, you know, maybe they don't seem to be eating like they should, or maybe they're up in the middle of the night a lot, and that maybe it's a sign that they need to talk about what has happened in Kalamazoo.
Definitely. And I think a lot of times as parents, we're in tune to that for our children and looking for those kinds of things in our kids. It's not just kids, though. So how are the other adults in our lives? Do we think that we might need to reach out to them? It's okay to say, how are you doing? Seems like you're struggling with this. So yeah, these are the struggles I've had with this, and being able to relate to people and let them know this is a service that's available. This is a line that I'm hearing a lot about that is open for calls for those needing more information. Or again, go to the website to find some of those resources that help to normalize these reactions. When people start to understand that they're not alone with their fear, with their anger, with their sadness, then you can start to work through those things. So the more we can normalize that for folks, the better.
And one more time, let's give the phone numbers so that people have them. 381-HELP.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one to call if you are feeling that you need some counseling services, right?
Yep, just that emotional support.
Mm-hmm. And then 211?
Yep, for programs and service referrals.
Lacey Lyons, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Lacey Lyons is the assistant director of Griffin Place in Kalamazoo. Their website is griffin.org. There's also a link available through our website at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.